With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Olympia has plenty of buzz with the start of the new legislative session, including matters concerning water rights. Senate Republican Caucus Chair Randy Becker says rural Washington is being hurt by water restrictions.
That Hearst decision is a huge issue in all of our districts. It isn't just mine, but I will tell you, even my neighbors have called me and said, we've invested in this as our future, and we thought we would have the ability to sell and live our lives the way we want to live, and they can't. When they sell a piece of property, the permitting process is so expensive, the people buying it will not buy it any longer. What about the banks that are holding the notes on those pieces of property? And this is a big issue, and it is a huge issue for those of us that live in unincorporated communities.
Senate Majority Leader Mark Schessler says the Hearst decision prices farmers right out of the market.
Now, if you want growth in counties that are actually losing population, pretty good chance you might have to drill an exempt well. That took affordability of that well right off the table for those property owners. If you financed that property thinking that somebody was going to build one or more homes on it, good luck, you don't have water. So if you want to help the unincorporated parts of all 39 counties, let's talk about the Hearst decision.
Schessler says if nothing is done, the Hearst ruling will require home builders to prove a new well won't draw down rivers and streams, which could be prohibitively expensive. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.